This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Brazil have signed a memorandum of understanding to deepen cooperation in telecommunications and information and communication technologies, ICTs, on the sidelines of the BRICS ICT track meeting. Union Minister Sindhia said in a post that the MOU would deepen bilateral collaboration on universal connectivity, cybersecurity, digital public infrastructure, emerging technologies, capacity building and exchange of best practices. He called the agreement a strong step forward in bolstering India-Brazil collaboration for a secure and inclusive digital future. The MOU was signed on the sidelines of the 12th BRICS Communications Ministers meeting in Pune by Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhia and Mr. Frederico de Siqueira Filho, Minister of Communications, Brazil. The 12th BRICS Communications Ministers meeting, chaired by Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhia, is underway in Pune. It brings together communications ministers and senior representatives from BRICS member countries to deliberate on strengthening cooperation in information and communication technologies, digital transformation, innovation, and resilient digital infrastructure. The theme of the meeting is Innovate, Cooperate, and Transform for a Resilient Future. The event provides a platform for BRICS member countries to exchange views on emerging technologies, digital public infrastructure, future networks, cybersecurity, capacity building, and inclusive digital connectivity. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has underlined India's commitment to deepening economic partnership with Singapore and expanding business partnerships across Asia with greater emphasis on business-to-business collaboration, addressing the non-profit business school INSEAD alumni and students, Singaporean entrepreneurs and Indian businesses. At the India-Singapore Business Forum, the minister highlighted India's strong growth trajectory, investment opportunities, and the government's efforts under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to enhance the ease of doing business. The Union Minister further joined Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, and Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada in engaging with their Singaporean counterparts at the 4th India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi highlighted that the country has solarized over 27 lakh pumps through Pradhan Mantri Kisan Urja Suraksha Evam Uthan Mahabhyan PM Kusum so far, and the program has also added 15.8 gigawatt of renewable energy capacities, helping save around 806 million litres of diesel every year. Mr. Joshi chaired a meeting with the officials from the ministry yesterday to discuss the roadmap for the next phase of the PM Kusum scheme. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said during the meeting they discussed promoting agrivoltaics in the next phase of the scheme. The minister added that they also deliberated on the trajectory for manufacturing polysilicon in the country and measures to build a robust, fully integrated domestic solar manufacturing ecosystem. The Supreme Court today modified its May 2025 verdict, reducing the earlier mandatory three-year legal practice requirement for law graduates seeking to appear in entry-level judicial service examinations to 1 year. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices A. G. Massey and K. Vinod Chandran said in a split decision of 2-1 while dismissing the review petition. The bench said candidates appearing for judicial service examinations notified between 25th May 2025 and 31st March 2027 would remain eligible regardless of prior experience. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States is essentially controlling strategic waterways linked to Iran and will soon take full control, while reiterating that Tehran will never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Speaking in an interview, Trump defended U.S. military action against Iran and acknowledged that Americans could face higher petrol and energy costs as a result of the conflict. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading flat in the afternoon session today. The Sensex had dropped to 77,538, while the Nifty was down at 24,231 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.